Laser 103.3's Moose Tracks. All the best moments from today's Morning Moose Show in one bite-sized piece.
But we're talking about Nicolas Cage getting drunk and getting married. I got married.
And then he got it annulled? Is that the right word?
Yeah. They
four days later?
Filed for annulment 4 days later. He claims he was too drunk to realize he was marrying his girlfriend. And they've been dating a while. It's not like he just ran into some chick on the street like, you want to get married?
Right.
Hold this tequila. But, so he was drunk, made the decision to get married. I mean, sometimes that works out. There's a lot of times.
Not often.
Most decisions when you get drunk probably don't work out for good. Right?
No.
I mean, me and Jody and I conceiving our first child worked out. Some would say, myself and Jody, maybe not so much. Because, almost 8 years later, we got Evelyn.
Right. You do have her. What's that face you made?
No, it's a face of joy. And
that's what it was.
Parenthood.
And not being
dead inside.
Annoyed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's that bad decision you made when you were drunk? 244-1033 or Facebook. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
No, I'm not telling you that, Moose, but
damn
I can
it.
Top them all.
Okay, go ahead.
I was living in Nebraska for a while. Ugh. And went out to an anniversary party. I was actually staying with a buddy I had met through work there. And he let me use his vehicle. Well, not being from Nebraska, first of all, he told me, don't drink. Whatever you do, just don't drink and drive. Well, I was going to a bar anniversary party. And lo and behold, I got a little tipsy.
Whoops.
Well, I thought I'd be smart and take back gravel roads home, you know.
Oh, no.
Gravel roads in Nebraska are not like gravel roads in Iowa.
How
they
so?
Are not sectioned off. Anyway, I came up to a curb, and I ended up putting the car in the ditch.
Oh, no.
So I tried and tried pushing this car out, trying to get it out by myself. Couldn't do it. So I went to the farmhouse right across the road. This is, I don't know, 12, 1 o'clock in the morning-ish, somewhere around in there. Beat on the door. Nobody answered. So I started walking back to the vehicle, and I don't know what possessed me to do it, but I looked in their car, and the keys were in it.
Oh, my God.
So this idiot hopped in, and I drove that son of a bitch all the way back to Iowa that night.
You stole a car.
I stole a car drunk.
Whoa.
Yep.
Holy Lord.
Did they catch you?
Needless to say, no. Moose, they didn't catch me right away, but some other idiot drove it around for about 4 or 5 weeks after that. And yeah, they eventually caught me. So I got a little bit of trouble for that one, Moose.
I'll bet.
Were you the idiot that drove it for 4 or 5 weeks afterwards?
I was that idiot too, yeah. Yep, I was.
Get the full Morning Moose experience weekdays from 5:30 to 10. Now, back to more Moose Tracks.
So I texted my mom and my grandma to let them know, hey, since I'm moving, you know, the cards that you send me, just send them to the station.
Right.
Because
good intermediary.
Because I'm not really going to be at my apartment.
Yeah.
And, you know. So I text that to my mom, and you would have thought I cut off her head and peed down her throat. Like, she just was so offended and taken aback by this that I told her, you know, just send the card to the office. So naturally, Moose loves to talk to my mother because...
Because your mom's a gem.
She is just like me, but more bitter, worse language, taller, and white. And so Moose came up with the brilliant idea of calling Mama Les.
Yes.
She's on the phone.
Yes, Leslie.
Do you not have more important things to worry about than what the f*** and where I'm sending a birthday card for you? That's a gift, not a mandated, you know, mandate.
I know it's not a mandate. You've been sending a birthday gift card since freshman year of college, so what would be different this year?
I'm just asking, like, your birthday's not till the end of the month. You don't have something else to be
And I'm
about?
Giving you advance notice.
Oh, jeez.
Because the last address you had on file for me was my dorm sophomore year of college.
So it would go to tell you that then I would change it in my phone, correct?
I don't know if you changed what in your phone. You apparently haven't changed it since sophomore year of college.
See, Jesus H. Christ, did I kill people? No.
I'm just saying ahead of time. That way we
I'm
don't
just saying,
have...
So then when I got the correct address, you don't think that I have the wherewithal to go into my phone and update it and get rid of the other ones?
Yeah, Nadia's just looking out for you. I think she's probably just making sure that, you know, you go through the effort of getting a card and a gift. And...
That's what she's doing. Yeah. And send it to me. Right. Send it to the station.
Well, do you want to send it to the wrong person? You want to send it to my meth neighbors?
Right
and
now,
put it
I
in
don't
want to
fucking send you shit. How about that?
Well, what's
How
your problem? That? If I'm telling you, hey, this is the address you can send it to, what is...
I'm just saying, like, you're buying a house. Your biggest concern is where I'm sending a birthday card 23 days from now.
Minimum value on the gift is probably $50, Leslie.
At the lowest, you know, if you want to throw $500 in there.
Moose, did she register somewhere? Should I just do, you know, take it off the registry?
We're registered at Bed Bath & Beyond and Target.
And Tiffany & Company.
And Tiffany & Co. If you want to go ahead. Well, you're thinking about Pier 1 as well.
Come with the blue box or don't come at all.
Right. Moose knows. He already got me my gift.
I did,
this
yes.
This is her way of telling you you have to get her a gift.
Well, I didn't want to sound mean or, like, disrespectful.
Presumptive?
Yeah, I didn't want to sound like that and be like, hey, mom, send my gift here.
My gift will be to show you and Tyler how to put gutter covers on.
That'll be so nice. See, that's nice. Because you're not going to be here for my birthday, and you always send a card anyway. So what is the difference between last year and this year other than I'm going to be 24 instead of 23? Like, I'm confused.
I'm just trying to point out to my children that it's quite tacky to tell somebody or ask somebody, hey, are you still giving me money on my birthday this year?
Are you still giving me money? I assumed you were because I'm not your other child.
What do we know about assuming? Assuming makes an ass out of you and me.
I think
it'd make you an ass if you assumed that I would still be at that address and you sent it there, and then I'd have to say, "Hey, mom, I didn't get that card you sent." And you'd say, "Well, I sent it to where you live freshman year of college," and then it'd be a whole thing.
Did you get the birthday card I sent you last year?
Yeah, but mother, I'm moving this year, so if I'm telling you I'm moving this year, I'll be between the two houses.
Let me ask you something.
Yes.
Is it freaking money that you're getting?
Mom, I'm telling
yes
you.
Yes or no?
Listen to me. Listen, Leslie.
No, you listen, Nadia.
I'm telling you, if you were to send the free money, which I'm always super duper grateful for, feel free to send it.
Yeah, you sound like it. I'm overwhelmed with the gratitude that's emanating from this phone right now.
Can I clarify something? I just want to make sure I got it right. Nadia presented it as, I told my mom, my grandma, my new address, just to make sure that... So they don't send it to the wrong address. Did she actually reach out with that in that context, or did she paint it as, don't forget to send me money?
This is exactly what the text said that I just got when I woke up. Since I'm moving right around my B-day, you can send the card to my office, 1416 Locust Street, Des Moines, Iowa, 50309.
I said card. I didn't say, you can send my check.
Yeah.
You always send a birthday card, first of all, and secondly... I don't see what's wrong with that in me telling you.
Maybe I'll just send a card to that office. How about that, Mouth Almighty?
You're listening to Laser 103.3's Moose Tracks.
Why did you make a big decision when you were drunk, a la Nicolas Cage? Nicolas Cage. Give us a call, Facebook or Instagram.
I told Tyler I love you for the first time when I was just belligerent.
Now, belligerent is like being mean and almost physical. You mean this is really drunk?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you were like on top of him, wailing on him, going, I love you!
I love you!
Oh, this is hurting me more than you! I love you so much, Tyler!
I was belligerent.
And he's like,
Well, I was belligerent that night, and then Tyler got mad at me for being belligerent. I was like, I love you.
And he's like, sloppy, drunk, French kissing.
He did like the hand in my face thing, like, go to bed.
Give us a call. Let us know that big, dumb decision you made when you're... Drunky poo. Nick, working at Tone Spices, what's up?
I made, when they had that whole Jackass movie.
Oh, no.
We made one.
You made a movie or just did some videos?
Well, we put it on YouTube.
Cool. What did it involve, Nick?
We put a kid in the trash can, hit him with a car.
Okay. At least it wasn't you.
Threw a kid out of a window. Shot one kid in the back with a BB gun, tased another one. I actually jumped off the hood of a car while it was driving.
Damn. Mm.
Impressive.
Yeah. Yeah, stupid things. Plus, I wore a bra on my head and IV that night.
What were you guys, how old were you?
20.
Okay.
Yeah, not even legally able to drink. We just
raided
my dad.
That is, it's funny as you get older, you know, you make, you get drunk and you make a bad decision like, I decided to order those Argyle socks that are really expensive. But when you're 20, it's like, I'm going to shoot my friend with a BB gun.
It's kind of sad. We can fit all the best moments of the Morning Moose in only 10 minutes. You're listening to Laser 103.3's Moose Track.
Leslie's hanging there. She's hot. She's hanging through a Theory of a Dead Man song. So where we left it is you sent the new address to your mom saying, uh-huh. Hey, my birthday's coming up. That card, make sure it's coming to the new address or the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Not my old apartment. And your mom took that as like, you're an entitled, spoiled little brat. That
right.
sort of thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And let's be clear here. I have not asked you for money in however many years.
I'm not saying. That's not the conversation we're having right
and
now.
And I'm going to go ahead and openly say, I'm going to go ahead and say, given that I'm not your eldest child and ask you for money and for you to fund my up quality of life, I would assume, rightfully so, that you are sending me a birthday gift. Unless for some...
Okay, I turned 50 this year.
Yeah.
Did you send me a birthday gift?
Yes.
What did you send me?
A goddamn card.
I said, I didn't get shit for my birthday.
Well, damn, maybe I sent it to the wrong address.
Maybe you did.
Maybe you didn't tell me the right goddamn address.
I turned 50 and none of my children thought to it to send me shit.
Well, there's two of us, and the one of them has got the IQ of a ham bone.
I think we're getting to the core of the problem here.
Mom's mad because she didn't get a Christmas gift.
I didn't get a birthday gift.
All right, now listen here, Nadia.
Are you Dr. Filling?
Your
it
mom
right?
is upset that she is being
for God's sake,
taken for granted, especially on her 50th birthday. Do I have that right, Leslie?
Who in the hell is this?
He's Dr. Filling it.
I was Dr. Filling a little bit.
You don't sound like... Well,
I wasn't really trying too hard.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Anyway, so send
your
mom...
No, I'm just giving her you know, it's what we do.
Say you're sorry to your mom for not sending a 50th gift.
No, I ain't trying to hear it even.
You don't have to hear it, but you should say it. You'll feel better.
No.
Okay. It's a lot of stress over $6.17.
Right.
Over that $25 savings bond that I sent in the mail. Uh-huh.
Keep laughing, Chuckles.
So you probably should have said, hey, just in the transition, please send any mail.
Right.
Correspondence to my work address.
My mom doesn't send me any mail. She sends me a goddamn birthday card. Why beat around the bush when I know, my birthday's coming up.
Obviously,
I know you're buying me a card.
Bringing up the birthday card is a problem.
But my mom doesn't beat around the bush on bull. So she would know that I'm saying, hey, the birthday card, wink. It's not like my mom sends me a goddamn Arbor Day card. Happy Earth Day,
well,
here's a card.
Now I might. I just might send you an Arbor
well,
Day
send
card.
It to the office.
Or a Happy Pie Day card.
You well, that know. Already happened, so that was in March.
I know what pie is. I'm the scientist in the family.
That's math, but okay.
Holy hell.
All right. Well, I think we did. I think we solved absolutely nothing here.
Nope, sure didn't.
Sure that.
Laser 103.3's Moose Tracks.